Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Iowa State Patrol Trooper Shelby McCready. All right, so with Super Bowl Sunday coming up, we're looking at maybe having a little bit of increased presence by the Iowa State Patrol and other law enforcement offices, correct?
Correct. Yes, Super Bowl Sunday is kind of what I call an unofficial holiday. But it's obviously a day where we do tend to see an increase in impaired drivers. So Iowa law enforcement across the state, you know, primarily the Iowa State Patrol, we're teaming up with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau in order to kind of devise a game plan to make safety a priority over the weekend, obviously with the emphasis being on impaired driving. You know, obviously Super Bowl Sunday is a day where people get together and they, you know, celebrate the end of a football season. If their team is in the Super Bowl, obviously, you know, they're invested in the game and like to watch it with friends. And so we just want everybody to be safe, you know, to take extra measures to, you know, ensure that they get home safely, that everybody else on the roadway remains safe. And to do that, we do put additional personnel on the roadway, and specifically for our area, for the District 4, 8-county area, there will be additional troopers that are working various roadways within our 8-county area.
All right. So kind of, as you said, mainly an increase in impaired driving. But are there any other safety reasons that kind of help bring you guys out and make sure everyone stays safe?
Well, obviously, any dangerous driving behavior is going to be addressed, you know, whether it be speed or whether it be, you know, deviation from your lane, which happens sometimes when there's distractions involved, or, you know, whether it's just seatbelt usage. Any dangerous driving behavior, you know, is obviously addressed on a daily basis. And so we continue to look out for those, you know, with the addition of Super Bowl Sunday and the focus on impairment. So, you know, it's a broad range of safety issues that we're going to be enforcing. But obviously, you know, one of the primary focuses, because of the increase in impaired drivers on Super Bowl Sunday, that is really what the increased presence is out there to try and negate.
Again, probably one of those days where you see more than your average, right?
Yes. Well, with the addition of personnel plus the focus on impairment, you know, obviously there's a lot more activity generated during, you know, these special weekends, holiday weekends, you know. But yes, there's obviously, with more people out on the roadway, there's going to be more stops.
All right. And then besides Super Bowl Sunday here, are there any other days, you know, in the next month or so where you'll probably have some more people out on the roads making sure everyone's safe once again?
During the year, there are, you know, care initiatives, there are step initiatives in which we put additional personnel out, but usually those are fairly holiday driven. There are certain time periods, not all of them, because there are some that are over identified timelines where we've seen an increase in serious injury or fatal crashes, but I am not aware of anything outside of the Super Bowl weekend that's coming up in the next 30 days.
All right. And how many accidents have you seen kind of leading up to this Super Bowl weekend, especially with some of the weather that we've had for the winter?
Well, obviously winter weather, you know, plays a part in increasing crashes. I don't have specific numbers in front of me regarding how many crashes we've covered. What I do know is that our fatality count is astronomical compared to this time last year. In 2022, on this date, in February, we had 18 fatalities, where this year right now we're sitting at 29. So we are 11 deaths above where we were a year ago, even with the increased enforcement and, you know, our governor's fatality reduction task force. All of the steps that we are taking and all of the additional projects that we are doing in order to try and bring that fatality rate down. Obviously, right now, when you're sitting 11 ahead of where you were a year ago, you can derive that there has been an increase in the number of crashes. And, you know, depending on where you are in the state, some are weather related, some are not. So, you know, I know the different areas of the state have had varying weather patterns. So it's really hard to tell exactly how many of those are related to weather, how many of those are not. So, but what we do know is we are seeing a dramatic increase in fatal crashes for 2023.
All right. And what are some just kind of safety reminders that you want drivers to know about to kind of help them stay safe, not only with the Super Bowl weekend coming up, but if there is some inclement weather as well?
Well, obviously, you know, we always remind motorists to adhere to the four tenets of safety, which our acronym is, you know, SIDE. So that's seatbelts, you know, don't drive impaired, don't drive distracted, and excessive speed is the last, you know, tenet of safety. So don't speed, obviously. When there's winter weather present, you know, just recognize the fact that the road conditions can change in a moment's notice, and you may not always be able to see those changes. Black ice is one of those examples. You might think the roadway looks clear and dry when reality says otherwise. And so my biggest recommendation is, you know, speed is the number one killer in the state of Iowa, and speed is oftentimes what does not mix with winter road conditions. So reduce your speed, especially in winter weather, but, you know, lowering your speed is going to dramatically increase, you know, your safety when traveling.
All right, and getting back to the Super Bowl, you're probably excited for the game just like everybody else, but you also want to make sure everyone's being safe, and as long as they're doing that, hopefully you're not seeing too many people, right?
That's the goal. Our goal is to keep everybody safe, to have no fatalities over the weekend, no serious injury crashes, and for everybody to have, you know, a great Super Bowl weekend and enjoy it, spend time with friends, family, you know, watch the game, but do it responsibly.
All right. Thank you very much, Shelby.
All right. Thanks so much.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.